Good morning. This is Millie Thomas speaking here. I have a very special guest in the studio with me today. It's my dad. Say hi, Dad.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you properly. That's good. We finally worked out how to use the equipment, didn't we?
Finally.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be the pro.
No, but I don't usually record. I'm usually like a do-it-on-a-whim live sort of person instead of like a sit-down with no sort of stakes.
Okay. Chevy excuse, but let's go.
How are you enjoying York so far? It's not the first time you've been up, but it's the first time that you've been in URY.
It is the first time I've been in URY. Very impressed. Very impressed. And a lick of paint as well.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm surprised that the cleaning works, because there's some sort of like buildings in York that no matter how much you scrub, I don't think you could ever get it to be like shiny. But I think they've done a really good job. We had people like Saffron and Sunny and Ben in here not very long ago.
Yeah, I know some people just like that. No matter how much they look like you scrubbed, they've never looked clean.
Oh my god! But what have you been up to this weekend?
Oh, should we start with you nearly get me arrested twice?
No, why did I get you nearly arrested twice?
Pointing me to the wrong direction.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to explain myself. Do you want to give context? About
yeah,
how
I have a little
nearly
context.
Got you...
Nearly got me arrested twice for exactly the same reason. Point me in the direction of the women's toilets instead of the men's.
Well, when he asks me where the bathrooms are, I just point to where I usually go. I don't usually consider the fact that there might be a separate place.
But we have different onamis.
No, I know, but like, you know, like in down south, it's all in one place. Like, it's not like halfway across the building.
So that was eventful. Got some funny looks from some funny women twice.
I think it's all a little laugh, though.
Part of the experience.
Part of the experience. I don't know if that's unique to York or just unique to me not paying attention.
Yeah, more than likely.
But anyway, that's fine. What did we get up to yesterday? You went to a city you've never been before.
Oh, well, first of all, we've got some new jeans.
Yes, you did.
New jeans. Went to the Levi shop.
Yep.
Very nice indeed. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit of discount. Courtesy of yourself.
Courtesy of me.
Very well done.
I have my uses.
You have your benefits of being a father of a student.
Yeah. And an employee of that godforsaken outlet as well.
Yeah. We went to Leeds.
Yeah, you did. What did you think of Leeds?
Leeds was good. And it didn't rain, which
That's
was
true.
A bonus.
I managed to actually check the weather forecast for once and check that it was going to be all right taking Dad round the houses in York before I took him to Leeds.
Where did we go? Corn Exchange?
Did, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah,
pretty,
you liked it.
Pretty unique, yeah. Some nice places in there, like Independence.
Yeah, it's all independent. It's the whole point of like the Corn Exchange, that it's like Leeds businesses and all that sort of thing. You liked it though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. And then we visited many pubs.
Many pubs. You had fun though, like it's some good spots in Leeds.
Yeah. And listen, the way I gauge it is I took a 250-gram dry roasted peanuts and I got through a lot of them, so I must have drunk a lot of lager.
Is that your measurement?
That's the measurement. That is the measurement. If you're having a good time, you've been to too many pubs and had too many lagers.
Okay.
You can come back with no nuts.
Come back with no nuts. That's funny. So you like the sort of nightlife, the scene up here then?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty chilled out.
I mean, we wouldn't be able to get you in a club, would we? Because your clubbing days are past, you know?
They are very much past me.
What sort of like clubs did you go to? Dad and I are from London.
I am a very much working man's club now.
Yeah.
Very much working man's club now, yeah.
You have to be a member to get into the Tang Hall Social Club, unfortunately.
Much to my disappointment. There's a few tasty pool players in there, so I thought I'd chance me on, but no.
Not today.
Not today, not ever, because I'll never be a member.
No, you can't. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've had a good time, though.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
Yeah, now you're sat in the... Well, not in the driver's seat. I'm in the driver's seat. But you're sat in my studio.
Yeah, it makes a change for me driving, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, what was it you called yourself the other day when we were saying that we wanted to arm the studio for recording? What did you call yourself? You said for me to tell them that I've got the Cockney Chris Moyles, you said?
You got the Cockney Chris Moyles.
That's what you said, not me. I thought it was funny.
It was good.
It was. I liked it. I thought it was funny.
But the proof of being a pudding after we see the recording, eh?
I mean, yeah. Pops, that was your first ever time introducing a song on the radio.
Yeah, Sit Down by James. It's a good one to start with.
Yeah, have you heard that live?
I've not, no.
Have you not? Which one? Who did you hear live?
No,
I'm thinking of James Bug, aren't I?
Yes, you are. That was good.
Yeah, where did you see them?
Margate. Margate. Me and Mum went Margate with Alan and Nina. Yeah, that was good. Really, really good.
Who's Alan and Nina?
Uncle Alan and Auntie Nina.
There we go. Well, they're also technically your uncle and aunt, aren't they?
They are. They're your great uncle and aunt.
Oh, God.
That's the way life works.
It's the way our family works.
Well, there's a lot of us.
There are a lot of us. Do you think that makes a big difference to someone as a person, having a big family?
It can do. It can be a good thing. And it can sometimes be a bad thing.
How can it be a bad thing, having such a big family?
Difference of opinions.
I agree. But this is, I feel like that's it prepares you for life, doesn't it?
It definitely gets you ready for the big bad world, should we say.
Yeah,
it
makes your skin thick.
Yeah. And into context, this, you know, getting ready for the big bad world, I've been told there's a few rules. No F-bombs. No B-bombs.
No, Dad's been told he's not allowed to swear.
No, which is my mild form of Tourette's. I'm trying to rein in. and I'm doing a good job so far, but we've only been speaking about 2 minutes, so things could change.
Five minutes, to be fair. Give yourself some credit.
Well, we could be chased out of York with people by pitchforks by the end of it.
Get mobbed out of York. Yeah. I mean, I've got to live here, so if you drive away in the white van, you'll be fine.
Not unless you get cancelled after today.
No, we can't get cancelled after today. It's all right, we'll be fine.
Hopefully not.
I won't let you get cancelled. It'll be okay.
No.
Speaking of bigger families, I mean, how many siblings have you got?
I have four brothers and one sister that's very much like a brother.
Oh, okay. Do you think that, there was any difference in, perception when it comes to your siblings? Do you just see her as one of yours? Or is it, a very much like you're a girl, you do girl things?
Yeah, no. She definitely tries to fit in with the boys.
Yeah.
Love her. Love her. Shout out, Laura. But, yeah, she's very much one of the boys.
Yeah, and do you think that... what did you used to do? How did you spend time with your siblings? Because, obviously, you grew up in East London.
Yeah.
Yeah, from in the same place most of your life?
Yeah, Dagenham, born and bred, man and boy.
But, what sort of things did you do growing up?
Me and Steve are the closest in age, aren't we? So we mostly fought.
Yeah, typical sibling stuff. Is there anything that you'd say
But we get on really well, all of us, to be fair. Me and Steve play a bit of pool together.
Yeah.
We both like the same kind of things, which normally involves pool, lager.
Football?
Football, yeah. I don't go as much as what I used to, but yes.
I mean, what did you do back in the day? I mean, we were talking about this a little while ago. You went to a lot of away games when you were younger.
Yeah, that's because we spoke about it yesterday, didn't we? Because you thought I'd been to Leeds before, but no, we used to go West Ham a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Leeds was never one I got around to doing.
Hammers for life?
Hammers for life, unfortunately, yeah.
No, that's not unfortunate.
It's not unfortunate. I wouldn't say unfortunate, but, we do suffer, should we say. And now I've taken on the mantle going over Dagenham Redbridge, and it's the same kind of suffering, so I'm a glutton for punishment.
I do think that's would you say that when you went to school that there were a lot of Hammers fans?
Definitely growing up. I think it's different now, where there's more exposure to you can watch football anywhere in the world, any time of day kind of thing. So,
yeah.
Normally you'd sort of start with your local club, which was... the majority of my pals. There's a few Tottenham and Arsenal people.
Did you talk to them?
No, I try not to talk to them too much. Not now. especially not the ones from Arsenal, because they look like they're going to win the league this year. But,
oh, no.
Let them have it.
To be fair. I mean, you were growing up in London, I can say this as well. I feel like you grow up with a lot of different sort of people. Do you think that's a benefit to being a city kid, you'd say?
Yeah, it can be. It's like I said, I think it makes you grow up quick. I think it makes you street smart. Because there's a lot of people and there's a lot of things that you've got to be looking around. Unfortunately, the way of the world is a lot of dangers. And I think when you do grow up in that environment, you do kind of sort of know what to look for and put your head on a swivel. It's like when we went to Witherspoon's the other day. We was in York. I've been here for about 2 hours.
Dad had been here for all the 2 hours, and we went back to our roots. We went to Spoons.
We went to Spoons, had a bit of lunch, and my chair was facing the bar, and I said to her, look, that's going to kick off in a minute.
Yeah.
And within half hour, the geezer was getting turfed out, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I think that you and I have got decent perceptions of danger, which I think that when you're coming to a city like this, and you're mixing, in my experience, with people from places like, I know people that are from tiny villages, and they're having to sort of grow up in the space of a week, especially freshers week. So compared to me, who's my environment was very different in terms of what you can and can't do. like, you know, when I was very young, I used to be able to go out and play on the front row, but then you used to go, where did you used to go when you were younger?
God, bloody
you used to
hell.
Get the five with Stephen all the time, didn't you?
Used to pay 10p for get on a five and go barking or go to Romford.
Which is a bit of a ways way, obviously, if you were, how old were you at the time?
I'd be less than 10.
See, this is what I mean. Like, I would not be allowed.
Not a chance. I would never let you go out
exactly,
to the end of the road when you was less than 10 years old, maybe on your scooter.
But this is my point. Like, people have gone from these tiny villages and, you know, not necessarily being able to gauge these sort of, like, dangers and conventions and street regulations. But me, obviously, I've grown up in London. I'm sort of, I like to think that I'm clued up. Based on you and your education. And
that's me turning to the camera, giving a face.
I like to think that I am clued up.
Yeah, you're getting there. Getting better.
Listen, I'm not even 20 yet. Uh-huh. I've still got a little bit of a way to go.
You definitely have.
Yeah. You've still got a bit of a youthful bounce.
Well, listen, like you said about growing up, I mean, like, there used to be in the street 10, 12 of us playing football on the street.
When it said there was a sign that said no ball games.
Smashing neighbours' windows, which wasn't me. Might have been my brother, but I couldn't...
which one?
Couldn't tell you which one. I take it to the grave. Don't worry, Steve. Oh, that's my first one. That's my first one. Sorry.
It's all right.
We can edit
right.
it, sorry.
I can edit it.
You can edit it. But yeah, we used to play on the street, 12 of us playing football, bit of curbsy. We used to put Sarah in goal. Shout out, Sarah. Which she always reminds me of, always. It wasn't because of her footballing ability, it's because she was a very, very good goalkeeper.
Yeah.
so like I say, we different upbringing because obviously there was a lot of us in the street. It's just a different world, different time.
Did you ever like get told when you were younger that university was an option for you?
Well, no, because I'm quite thick.
No, so give yourself some credit. I don't think you're thick.
No. The educational side of my life wasn't really my first focus. Although not being thick, I wasn't academically very good. Let's put it that way. I was a bit of a clown, as your mum would testify to.
Yeah, well, how did you meet mum?
At school.
Yeah?
Yeah, much to a lot of our teachers' disdain. I think the line was, how can a nice girl began out like you began out of a beep 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 Michael Thomas?
You got name dropped.
Yeah.
Oh bless.
Yeah. But we've, you know, 30 years now, so we ain't doing too bad.
Yeah. So how old were you? 14?
14, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a long time ago.
I know, your mother reminds me a lot.
Secondary
school sweethearts, yeah.
But do you reckon you would have met mum if you hadn't been at the school together?
Yeah, it's difficult to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Because mum was living in Stratford at the time.
Mum was living in Stratford. Well, Romford she was living in. She'd just moved down to Romford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another part of East London for context.
Yeah. So, you know, when I finally did pluck up the courage, or I asked my pal to.
Who would you ask?
My mate, Michael Harrison.
Did you? Did you ask someone, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, go and put a word in for me kind of thing, you know? And then I was like, because I didn't really know your mum, so I was like, by the way, where do you live? Romford. I was like, oh man, that's two buses. I've got to get two buses to go there.
Did you ever get a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two buses. And I even used to ride my bike there.
Did you? Well, that's a long way from Madagnam. Fair bit is away anyway.
Yeah. But I was younger and fitter then. I could do it. Not so
not
much now.
No. To be fair.
Definitely not.
But, I mean, you are quite fit. I mean, we had a little walk around the walls in York.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Really nice. It's the first time we've done it.
It was the weather for it.
It was really nice weather as well, yeah.
Really nice weather.
Yeah, took some nice photos. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really get weather. You don't really get, like, landmarks like that in London, do you?
No, not unless you're in the centre of town, like Tower of London, that kind of thing.
This is what I mean. Like, when I tell people that I'm from London, there's a lot of assumptions that I spend all of my time in Central.
Yeah.
Or that... No, I'm there all the time and I'm barely ever, like, in the... Like, people forget that there is a massive suburban bit to London and that Zone 1 is very, very small.
It's a lot and it's cramped. It's cramped. It's all full of, like, you know,
Tourists.
Like your kids, Land of Shambles. I know it's not particularly your favourite place because of the hustle and bustle.
It's just a reminder of home, isn't it? If I wanted to go... I tell people all the time, if I wanted to experience tourism, I'd go home.
Yeah.
Because at least I know the way out.
Yeah, many routes out.
Many routes.
You know, you're doing really well up here. You're like a tour guide for me.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of history and also being friends with a tour guide. Mm. for Yolk, because when my friend takes me through like around that sort of area, she automatically goes into Witch Nutmeg mode.
Yeah.
Where she does a little tour guide voice, and we have to go, Saf, we're not paying you to do this.
No.
She goes, oh, sorry, it's sin state. Yeah.
But your roots are mainly centre around coffee shops and cake shops, brownie shops, cookie shops.
Well, listen, any other shops? Yeah, I like the bookstores.
You like the bookstores?
Listen,
yeah.
I've got my free interests. I've got history, I've got coffee, and I've got sweet treats.
Yeah.
It's just a nice place to go with friends, you know.
It is nice. I like it up here.
Yeah. But you're a London boy.
Yeah, just could do with a little couple of more degrees on the sunshine.
Yeah, I agree. It's the north for you, isn't it, though?
It is.
When what have we got? Smog. Keeps us warm and toasty, what I say.
Yeah. And on the asthma pumps.
But, like, I wanted to ask, because I was looking at, funny enough, bits about statistics in education, like in higher education. And when you apply for university, they make you do, like, a little bit of a test. In terms of, like, you put in your postcode and then you get to see how many people or, like, the percentage of your area that go to university. I think that Julia, George's mum, my best mate from school, I think that she's making up that 3%.
Is it that high?
3% of our whole postcode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised it's that high, 3%.
Yeah, it's only RM10. So that's the whole thing. That's, gosh, I think that stretches a really long way, RM10.
Yeah, it stretches right down to where Millsy lives.
Exactly, yeah. Which is, like, it's the equivalent of, like, two tube stations worth of area in London.
Yeah, it's quite a big postcode.
So it's Dagenham and Dagenham Heathway. 3% of that whole section of, I think, 30,000.
Is that when you applied?
Yeah. Like 30,000, 40,000 now, I think it is,
possibly.
People. That's a really small percentage. Whereas you've got, I looked at other postcodes, where you've got places in Havering. So, Upminster, for example, their percentage is 58.
The posh lot.
58%.
Yeah.
The posh lot, which is like a 20 minutes down the road. There's a huge difference in the amount of people that progress to higher education in our area and then compared to people that I would have gone to school with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was a good thing that I went to school in another borough compared to the one that we grew up in?
Yeah, I've definitely want to change that. Yeah, you know, you and Ruby have done really well. Still doing really well. So I think that was one of me and your mother's better choices, let's say.
Well, I mean, I think I like to think that I had a decent stake in choosing where I went to school.
Yeah, but listen, it's about pushing people in the right direction as well, isn't it? You know, it's the old saying is you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So yeah, no, that was one of our better choices. I thought that was. It's not that it's more prevalent when you see the people in your own vicinity. You know, it happens everywhere, but you see kids mucking about on the street, and it's like, you know, you don't really want that for your child, kind of thing. So we kind of pushed you in a little bit of a direction.
Yeah. Do you think it's paid off?
Well, yeah, you haven't passed out yet, love. We'll see, won't we?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see when we graduate. Dad will get his final stamp
that's it.
Of work, you've done it.
Work to do. Dad's stamp of approval. That's it.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
Do you think that it's a good thing that parents hold their children to a higher standard than that of, like, other themselves? Or
it's not so much I would say higher standard. What I'd say is, like I say, you try and push people in the right direction, and, you know, hopefully they grab the balls by the horns like you have. So yeah, we're really proud of you. Really proud of you.
Rue's doing really well as well.
Very well. That girl was amazing. She is doing so well. Really, really well. You know, she's with her dancing and everything as well. Yeah, she's doing really well. Really proud of her.
Yeah.
Really proud.
Rue is Ruby, my little sister. She is currently doing an apprenticeship, or like an Easter apprenticeship at a law firm in Chelmsford. So she's getting up and going from East London to Chelmsford and Essex every day.
Yeah, she had to go Ipswich first day.
And Ipswich, which is another county over, which is in Suffolk, which
all
is
in
a really, tod. Really long way.
Yeah, all in her tod. Yeah, she's doing really well. I'm really pleased with her.
Mm. Do you see her taking on these, like, sort of different parts, like, you know, sort of law or like a higher education like me, or do you think
not like we said, you know, you've got to do this or you've got to do that, so, you know, you're both clever girls, so you'll choose your own path and, you know, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'd say that you didn't push, you sort of nudged.
Yeah,
you said
these.
You said go to this and see what your options are, sort of thing. I think that's a good lesson in parenting.
And like I say, you're smart enough for kids, and you'll choose your own way, you'll be all right.
You say that you make the comment a lot of the time that we get it from you. Do you think that if you had known
I might be jesting a little bit with that, but
well, do you think that if you had, you know, put your head down a little bit or been made to know that these were your options, do you reckon you would have tried out higher education or like even like an apprenticeship, that sort of thing?
Possibly an apprenticeship. Yeah, I probably should have done that, really. A few of my pals have done it, have done well out of it, but it was a different time then. Like I say, we could walk out of a job on a Friday, get a job on a Monday. So now it's not the case. You can't do that.
Would you say it's a lot different to, what do you think the expectations are to compared to what it was back then for you, which is like the 90s we're talking about?
I'm not ancient just yet.
No, I know.
But like I said, it was a totally, totally different world. There was a lot more jobs about, a lot less people about, and a lot more process with it. I mean, like, you know, with HR and that becoming more prevalent. So they have to go down the correct channels to as well for people jobs and things like that. Whereas you could phone up one of your pals or, you know, your uncle and that kind of thing. And you could probably get a start. You know, I got a little funny about a story about getting a job from Uncle Paul. One of his pals, Geordie Bill, his name was.
Geordie
Bill from the Scooter Club. Paul remember.
Geordie Bill from the Scooter Club.
So anyway, I got a start as a roofer, which is quite ironic because I don't like heights. And like I said, I was just doing a bit of labouring for me, all the dog work. But we was putting a roof on a nice cream house. Well, Bob one day gave me a black pot of paint to paint the fascia board. And I was painting it happily. Sun was shining, no problems. Over in South London, Tooting Way. And when I went to put my brush back into the pot, pot weren't there no more. Look round, then I looked down and the pot had fell off the scaffolding.
Oh, you're joking.
All the nice big gloss paint over an ice cream ass. Bob wasn't too pleased, let's just say. He gave me a tenner to go and get some white spirit, but I didn't come back. I used it to get a train home.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah. Not one of my finer moments, but...
So roofing wasn't for you?
No. Good story to tell. Yeah. I think Bob phoned up Uncle Paul and he wasn't too pleased.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a big thing compared to now then? Like, this sort of, like, not, it's like a who you know situation when it comes to manual labouring especially.
Yeah. That's how it always used to be. Always used to be. Still can be to a certain extent, but there's different sort of channels you have to go through, like I say, with the HR procedure.
Yeah.
You know, they have to do everything properly, don't they?
That's true, yeah. I mean, I think that the job climate nowadays, especially when you want to specialise in a career, you can't just rock up to somewhere with your CV and say, I'd like a job, and they say, oh, brilliant, we've got one.
Yeah.
You have to go for Indeed.
There you go.
And LinkedIn.
There you go. We've got one just specially made for you. Especially what your CV was made for. It's the real world. It just doesn't happen, does it?
Yeah, especially with London now. It's less... I feel like... It's East London especially. Do you feel like there's been a transition in, like, community and... the relationships between people now?
Yeah, it's a lot more fragmented. You know, people don't... They say, oh, Dagenham's a bit of a hole, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's the place. I think it's the people. It's just not much community there no more. It's a lot of different people. And they don't understand each other's culture. They don't understand each other's perspective. You know, I mean... Just a prime example was when we was on the bus the other day, which is a traumatic experience in East London.
Yeah.
You know, I said, like, it's amazing that people are not on their phone talking on loudspeaker so the world can hear. You know, it's just a different way of life.
I know. I think that when I talk to other people from London, especially up here, like my friend Megan, she's from Brentwood Ealing Way. And obviously we have similarities in the sense that there's little to no sort of community and like relatability between people, because there's like a disintegration, especially after COVID, of like what would you call it?
There's no social aspects as well. There's, you know, people don't
etiquette. There's a disintegration etiquette
as well, and social aspects, because people don't really mix together no more.
No,
people stay in their pockets. See, it's only a lot of the time. It's only family orientated.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Do you think it can become quite isolating? If you're a new person, there's not really much to do that branches outside of your community.
I wouldn't say that because, you know, it depends on the type of person you are. Like I said earlier, when I was growing up, there'd be 12 of us on the street playing curbsy or football. you don't see that now. You don't see that now. So you don't, apart from, you know, at school, you don't see people in big groups, you know, socialising. No.
It's quite ironic for such a big city to have it so reduced to certain, like, groups and communities, because you see a lot of stuff about, like, London Pride and South London Pride and all that sort of thing. Like, people want to take pride in their boroughs and, like, celebrate the different cultures in the mix, but at the same time, there isn't a lot of effort being made to actually mix together.
Well, it's not that people take it the wrong way when they talk about postcode wars and all that. You get people running around the streets and want to, you know, there's something happening down there at the moment where they're baiting each other on social media. And then when they see a kid from a different school at a bus stop, they bait him up.
Yeah, it happened a lot when I was at school.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel like it's a different climate now. There's a lot of things that have contributed. There's a lot of things that have contributed to the separation that we see within London society today. You don't see it really up here, where it's like, if you're from the same city, you're from that city. You don't see... Yeah. It might be because of size.
It could be because of size.
It might be because of these different, like postcode separations that you see, like, you know, East and West don't see eye to eye. Is it because of distance? Is it because of these different, like, communities that we see, like, clashing together?
Yeah,
like,
possibly. You know.
So now I've asked you about questions.
It's my turn now.
Yeah. You're flipping the switch.
Thank you very much. Question time.
I'll do
you. We're starting like, what have we got planned for the rest of the holiday?
Is this holiday?
Yeah.
What, until I go back to uni?
Well, Easter.
Oh, Easter. I'm working both days.
Mm,
yeah. Oh, it's fine. I've got to get that bag somehow, haven't I?
You do.
Student life's not very fun.
No.
But, yeah, and then I'll probably be working on some assignments, be working on some radio stuff. Have you had fun?
Yeah, had lots of fun. It's been really good, really good. Lovely to see you again.
Yeah, I like talking about where I'm from with people, from the place that I'm from, obviously. You know, I feel like it was nice to talk about the difference.
Being father and daughter, wouldn't it?
Father and daughter, yeah. Yeah, it would probably be a bad discussion if we were from completely different places.
Yeah.
But we met a very nice girl in Leeds yesterday, didn't we?
We did. Who's from our ends, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Alice, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a nice pizza yesterday. Banging pizza yesterday. Was
yeah,
it called?
I introduced Dad to Pizza Pilgrims.
Very, very good. Best pizza I've had.
Yeah?
Very good, yeah.
Good, good.
And there's one in town as well, so I might be treating the old woman to a Pilgrim's pizza anytime soon. Yeah. Watch this space.
Watch this space. Listen to this space.
Yeah, listen to this space.
Yeah, it's all right. But yeah, I like to think I've given you a decent tour of things that you were interested in the north, anyway.
Yep, lots of pubs. One of my favourite pastimes.
Yeah, one of your favourite pastimes, yeah. I mean, like, it's been fun comparing, especially in this sort of chat that we've had, I think it's been fun comparing, like, the London that you know and the London that I know, and then talk about, like, the similarities and stuff.
Yeah.
I do have fun talking about where I'm from. It's very useful at times.
Yeah.
To remember where you came from, especially when I'm up here.
That's it. Don't forget your roots, love.
Don't forget your roots, yeah. Do you think that's a big thing that people sometimes forget to acknowledge their roots? Do you think it's helpful in the long run, is what I'm trying to say?
I wouldn't say that. I think it's always good to acknowledge where you come from. Like I say, with me, it was more of a grounding thing. With where I grew up and who I grew up with and the social circles, which doesn't seem as prevalent again.
Mm.
But anyway, listen, you're taking over. This is supposed to be
sorry,
my section.
Sorry, it's the radio host in me. I can't help but take over.
Okay. So what's the goals? What's the aims? With your college course, and what's the differences between year one and year two?
It gets a lot harder, for definite. It gets more specific. You are subjected to a lot more expectations, a lot higher expectations. You're held to a higher standard, which is good. You're allowed to specify, which is even better, and you get to develop your interests in it. Good. So first year is creating the base. Second year is expanding your knowledge and you're developing your skills. And then third year is showing us what you've got, really.
Okay. Are you looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. I'm really enjoying the course. I miss home, but it's nice being up here. You know, it's nice having people come up, showing them, like, the spots.
Yeah. And I asked you yesterday, I know obviously I know the answer, but we're talking to the masses now. You know, do you think you made the right choice coming to York?
Yeah, I really like it here.
Yeah, it's a lovely place.
Mm. Was it odd letting me go?
Oh, I didn't have much of a choice. I think he was ready from a very young age that you know, he's pretty set and you knew what kind of thing you wanted to do.
Really? But did you think that I would have like left London? Seeing as it's such a big city and like there's like I think about 25 unis that I could have gone to.
Yeah, not so much leaving London, but you know, we always kind of knew me and Mum that, you know, it's something that you'd want to do, as in, you know, you'd want to, you know, further your education. Yeah, so you haven't done anything unsurprising. We won't talk about the tattoos, but other than that, you've not really given us too many surprises that we wasn't thinking
that you didn't see from a young age.
That we didn't see would happen, yeah.
Yeah, so all that playground reading paid off.
It did.
You say, yeah.
And especially, I didn't think you'd be doing this, but you've always been a chatterbox, so it's probably, you know...
I wonder who I get that from. Who listens to the radio with me every time we're in the car? Who messaged into Chris Moyles?
Yeah, but it's more to drown you out and stop you talking, mainly.
Oh, okay. Fun. And now there's a twist. If I end up on the radio, you're going to have to listen to me.
Yeah.
Or you can always choose another station, but that's very rude.
No, definitely wouldn't.
Exactly.
No, we do get a lot of exposure to you. With you being on the radio, it's good. It's nice to see, you know, you've grown in confidence. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you've liked being on here, haven't you? You say that I'm a chatterbox, but you're doing just as much talking, if not more.
All I'm doing is answering questions at the moment, which, again, you flipped it, haven't you?
I'm sorry. Go on.
No. So how about the dynamic on, the sort of social level of year one and year two? Because obviously, you know, your first year was freshers and everyone's, you know... how can I call it?
New,
but you know, everyone's sort of excitable. So, you know, it's a new thing for everybody. Everybody wants to get out, meet new people and that kind of thing. But you seem like you're in the second year, you commit me, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but you seem to find your niche, your social circle kind of thing as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that when your course specifies, you also find that you and your social circle specify as well. Like people that you were talking to in passing in year one, you either get to know more or you don't talk to as much anymore. But I think that doing radio more so this year has meant that obviously I'm out more with people. I've got different friends. I've got friends from all like across different years and that sort of thing, which I wouldn't necessarily have got if I had, you know, stayed doing the same level that I did in first year.
Yeah.
And
you feel like you're concentrated because you've got the same outlooks in life and same hobbies and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I feel like I've got some good friends that I do like mutual hobbies with, like Kate and Saffron. I think that I've got a lot of mutual interest with people from radio, but I also have a lot of first year friends that I still see.
Yeah.
Like the girls that I live in the house with. My course friends are the same. I think that it's good to have diverse friend groups within university because then you find yourself doing different things.
Yeah.
So while I do want to do this for a career, I've also met people that obviously I will keep friends with, you know, stay friends with down the line.
And you don't pigeonhole yourself.
No, that's so right, yeah.
I only do this because everybody likes to do this.
Mm.
So no, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed being on the radio?
Yeah. A little bit nervous to start off with. Like I say, I have to mind my P's and Q's. I say stop you getting cancelled because we can't talk about much stuff, current affairs.
No.
Like Donald Trump and what he's doing at the moment and other people that were in radio, should we say? Well, I didn't name any names because I thought we'd probably get cancelled. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a good experience. It's nice to sort of step into your life kind of thing.
Mm.
You know, because I've dragged you along the way to football matches and
pubs
and that, you know, when you're young, you sort of follow your parents. So it's nice that I've stepped into your shoes for a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like that's what this weekend I was trying to do. I was trying to show you spots that I like going to.
Yeah.
You know, we've been to all the sites that I usually take people to, the Wolves, the Spoons.
Yeah.
You know, I've shown you around my little neighbourhood. You've been around Bordwick, which you like.
Yeah, really nice. So Bordwick, we didn't go there this weekend.
Bordwick Kitchen.
Easy for you to say, Bordwick Kitchen. But yeah, no, I've really enjoyed my time. I'm not looking forward to the journey home. But
yeah, have a cup of tea, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea, whatever, you know.
You've also seen where I work.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a good idea, me working alongside my studies?
It's a necessity, love, isn't it? You know,
for some, yeah, for me, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, I don't mind talking about you. It's a necessity. It just makes your life a little bit easier and mine. Mm. If you've got a little bit of cash coming in, you know, beer tokens, as we call it.
Beer tokens, yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's, you know, it's another thing that you've embraced. It's good for uni life.
Well, I agree.
So what kind of direction do you think you're going to go into after uni? Or after this year, you're going to go Masters?
That's the question that no one likes. That's the question that you're not allowed to ask
this
university.
This is why
student.
I flipped it, see?
I don't like it. I genuinely don't know. I think that I will try and graduate first, and then we'll take it as it comes. I think that I've got a lot of choice of what I want to do, so I'll just put my eggs in several baskets and see what...
Closer to home?
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be London-based. Yeah, of course.
Well, I see. I'm not convinced.
No, I will be London based. I hope so. All of the careers and industries I want to go to, they're all based in London, pretty much.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Listen, I've had a really good time, and just say, I'm really proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You sound great on the radio, but come home more.
I'll try.
All right, darling.
Third year, I'll be a little homebody, I promise.
Good stuff. Love you lots.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.